This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Yeah, this is Ryan Wiggins filling in for Annie Fry today. We've got Greg Keller here. He's founder of Atlas Strategy Group. We're going to talk about Amendment 2 that's on the ballot, on your ballot in Missouri. Brad and I are, of course, from Illinois, where sports betting is already legal. Basically, anything that could already happen in the United States happens first in California, and then it comes to Illinois, and then everybody else reacts. So we are just observers. We're not voting in this, but we do have questions about it, and that's why Greg Keller is here. I was going to ask you, what is a post Amendment 2 world look like, but that sounds kind of bad.
It does kind of. Well, the current state of play is that there are 38 states in the United States that allow sports betting. Missouri is not one of those states. Interestingly, all of the states that surround Missouri have legalized sports betting. So we were talking about a little bit earlier off air. Every single week, you have guys and gals who live in St. Louis who are driving over into Illinois so they can go ahead and place their online sports betting bets on over there in Illinois. You see the same thing in Kansas City. Every weekend in Kansas City, Missouri, you see just a phalanx of Missourians who live in the Kansas City, Missouri area driving over into Kansas, pulling over on the side of the highway, placing their bets, and driving around.
So Kansas has it.
Kansas has it as well, too. Every state, 38 states already have it, and of all the states that border Missouri, the only one that does not is Oklahoma, and they're going to have it soon.
So tell me about the nuts and bolts of this, because you said they're driving across the state line and then on their phone betting, so it's like an IP address thing?
Yeah, these different apps have geolocation.
Okay.
So you log in on DraftKings or whatever the app may be that you want to use, it knows exactly where you are. If you are in Missouri, then it will not allow you to bet. In fact, there was a study done recently, they just released this recently. In the last year, since the football season started here in Missouri, over $11 million worth of bets have been attempted to be placed by Missourians that couldn't go through because we don't have legalized sports betting.
Okay, so this is where people have a lot of questions, because I don't think really anybody, I mean, I do, because I don't really gamble much. I don't really know how it works with the IP address and stuff. Would you have brick and mortar places in Missouri then pop up that would be gambling establishments?
Yeah, so there are currently 13 casinos in the state of Missouri. Each one of those would be given a sports book, the opportunity to open a sports book at their casino. Same thing would be true for the Royals. Same thing would be true for the Cardinals. Same thing would be true for all the major league sports teams here in the state. So what you would end up with is between locations at casinos, plus additional sports books, plus the things that would be available on apps, you would have close to 40 different opportunities as a Missourian to now do sports betting, either online or in person.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought up the Cardinals, because I think the Cardinals, the Blues, the Chiefs, the major sports institutions of Missouri are on the ads. You know, we drive past the billboards and their logos are on it, and you know they protect those logos. So I know they are saying, yes, we endorse Amendment 2. But so are other people. You know, Ozzie Smith's in ads. I just heard one right before you came in on our station saying Don Jr. is in support of Amendment 2 in Missouri. Who's paying for all this? Who benefits? And why are people getting behind this? Are they being paid by a lobbyist group or what?
The most recent entities that went in to pay for this were the St. Louis Cardinals, the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs. Each of them put in, I want to say, $300,000 or $350,000. Some of the online gambling interests are also doing it, as are the brick-and-mortar ones as well, too. So there's a profit margin here, to be clear. There's a profit motive here. We know why people are doing it. They're doing it because it's going to bring money into the state of Missouri and, to some extent, into their businesses.
But do the Cardinals, the Blues, the Chiefs, do they directly benefit from sports bet? Like, they're getting a cut of any bet that happens?
Well, here's how it would work. So I went to a Cubs game up in Chicago earlier this year to root against the Cubs, of course, as a St. Louisan. And as you walk out of Wrigley Field right now, the first thing you see is this big, huge, brand new sports book right across the street from Wrigley Field that is owned by the Chicago Cubs. So that is tens of millions of dollars that the Cubs are making every single year off of their sports book that the Cardinals aren't getting. And then we wonder why our payroll isn't that good or why our team isn't that good. It's because we're at a competitive disadvantage versus just about all the other sports teams against which we are competing.
So it's not as if every bet in the state, they're getting a portion of it.
No.
They would just be able to open their own betting.
Yeah, so imagine, what is that, Cardinals Live right across from Busch Stadium?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine a Vegas-style sports book being in there that was owned by the St. Louis Cardinals. You'd have the same thing at Kauffman for the Chiefs.
So I think it was in Illinois when they first passed this, there had to be a brick and mortar establishment before they could do online betting. Is there any sort of provision like that in Missouri?
Yeah, all the casinos. So there are 13 casinos. This would establish a new sports book for each one of those. So presumably they would go in at the existing casino.
But like DraftKings or whoever would have to create an establishment or partner with the one?
No, so like Caesars, for instance, owns three casinos here in the state of Missouri. Don't ask me which ones they are because I'm not going to remember. I'm not a big gambler. But they would have an opportunity to put a sports book at each one of those casinos, and that would be true for all of the 13 casinos.
Okay.
We're talking with Greg Keller right now. He is the founder of Atlas Strategy Group, former executive director of the American Conservative Union. The other half, I kind of asked a convoluted question when I mentioned all the sports teams and Don Jr. and Ozzie. I guess the other half of that question, which we didn't address, who is paying, assume that somebody's getting paid, Don Jr., Ozzie, are getting paid by somebody to endorse that?
Don Jr. isn't getting paid anything. The reason Don Jr., I've known Don Jr. for 10 or 15 years now. The reason he weighed in on this is because I tweeted about it the other day. Don Jr. saw my tweet on Twitter and retweeted and said,
"You're responsible for these ads."
Unbelievably so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I never thought I'd see the day that I would be getting retweeted by Don Jr., but it's happened several times now, and he made some news here in St. Louis the other day, in Missouri, for retweeting me, yeah.
So do we know about any of the sports stars, though? Like, are people getting paid to endorse?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I don't think Ozzie Smith needs to really get paid for much of anything. I wonder, you know, you see all these St. Louis Cardinals guys who are still doing, you know, Cardinal warm-up, and they're doing all these camps and stuff for the team. I don't know if they have these, if the Cardinals and the other sports teams just kind of have their top alumni on maybe small retainers each year to do events and stuff like that.
Oh, so the Cardinals would be saying, "Hey, can you do this for us?" Or
it's probably the Cardinals. I would guess.
And I'm just curious.
I was not involved in the Ozzie thing, but I would imagine it's just the Cardinals going to Ozzie and saying, "Hey, Ozzie, can you do us a solid? We really need this. Would you do it?"
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
So on the other side of this, I hear a lot of people asking questions like the guarantees, the guaranteed money for schools and all that other stuff. In Illinois, I don't know. Money goes to Springfield in Illinois and then it just goes wherever.
Yep.
Missouri's not necessarily like that, but there are a lot of people worried about the guaranteed money and how you can guarantee so much money would go to education. And something something to the effect of, I forget exactly what the language is, but there's zero to whatever,
100 million.
Yeah.
What are the guarantees that the people of Missouri would have that this money would, in fact, go to schools?
Yep. So this is a constitutional amendment. So if and when Missourians pass Amendment 2, it will literally be written into the Missouri Constitution that any and all funds being raised as a result of sports betting, a portion of those would go directly into the Missouri founding formula for education. Now, I will grant you, in some instances in the past, once the politicians in Jefferson City get their hands on the money, sure, they take that $100 million and they put it towards education, but they have a couple times in the past said, okay, well, then we'll just take another $100 million out of education and we'll put it to this new thing. My answer to that is a couple things. First of all, we got to hold our politicians' feet to the fire. Mm-hmm. If Missourians pass this, they've sent a very clear message that they want this money going to education and other money shouldn't go out the back door. So I think that's critical. I think we need to make sure we're holding our politicians' feet to the fire. The other thing I would say is just that, again, we got to get more competitive with these other states, and Amendment 2 is the way to do that. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, and that money would be based on tax revenue generated from profits that these companies would turn.
Yeah, a portion of each one of these transactions would go into the foundation formula as required by the amendment.
Okay.
Okay, Greg. I'm sure you've heard these concerns already, but address them when people say that, yeah, okay, they say it's going to be $25 million a year, and they're saying over 4 years that would mean 100, which I don't know why they would use that number, because then you could say, well, over 10 years, that's 25 mm-hmm. million or whatever. But when people are concerned that the companies will just write off everything and they'll show zero profit, therefore they will pay zero into the tax system, is that an accurate depiction of what commonly happens in other states?
No, that does not happen in other states. In other states where this has been done, the money has gone towards education. This has been written in exactly the same way. You're going to be able to see exactly how much money these companies are making off of this. It's going to go directly into the foundation formula. Whether you like sports betting or not, there's no argument about the fact that it has increased government funding. Mm-hmm. The other thing I'd say is that, like, listen, what's happening now is Missourians are sending their money to Kansas when they sport bet. They're sending their money to Chicago, to corrupt Chicago politicians. I say with all due respect to the two Illinoisans here today.
Well, but we're not corrupt Chicago politicians.
Of course not. But even if you don't like sports betting, at least this keeps the money here in Missouri. Even if you don't think it's going to end up increasing education spending, which it should, but even if it doesn't, at least we're keeping the money here in Missouri rather than sending it to other states.
You know, Greg, you are former executive director of the American Conservative Union, so I'm sure these arguments don't fall on deaf ears when people say, does it need to be a constitutional amendment, though? You know, is this something that could have passed without changing the Missouri Constitution?
Absolutely. And they've been trying to do this. Republicans, Democrats, liberals, and conservatives have been trying to pass this through the Missouri State Legislature for nearly, it hasn't been 10 years, but it's pretty much ground the entire legislature down to a halt the last few sessions because they hadn't been able to agree on exactly what formula they're going to do, exactly who's going to get what number of licenses and the like. And so eventually people were just like, okay, let's just let the voters decide this.
Okay. All right. Well, this is just a kind of side question because I keep hearing people talking about where the money's going and things. But is it legal? Would it be legal after this passes, assuming it would, for people to bet on elections? And does that affect local elections? Because I've heard people, you know, and it's kind of like a mm-hmm. nebulous argument because you don't really know exactly how that yeah. plays out. But people going, well, if you can bet on local elections, then you have local politicians involved in kind of money schemes then.
Yep.
And I mean, it's assumptions, but mm-hmm. it could happen.
Yeah, I mean, there are betting markets on the U.S. elections right now. Mm-hmm. Now, there is only one. This election cycle saw the very first sports betting book on elections that was made legal in the United States. It's called Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I. There was another one called Polymarket, which is headquartered somewhere else. So that is already taking place. To me, an interesting as an election observer and someone who's worked on a lot of political campaigns, that's an ongoing discussion in political circles, is what's more accurate? Is it polling or is it betting markets? And the betting markets people say, oh, this is a better prognosticator of who's going to win. And then the pollsters, of course, say that their polls are more accurate than the betting markets.
I'm going to go with you on that because the betting markets are showing a higher propensity that Trump would win this election. And I kind of like seeing that.
You know, what's also interesting about that is if you look at Polymarket, which is headquartered, I don't know, in the Caribbean or in Europe or somewhere, they give Kamala Harris a better chance. Donald Trump is still prognosticated to win. But if you look at Kalshi, which is all American bettors, the delta between those two is much stronger in Trump's favor, which seems to indicate that American based bettors are more certain that Trump's going to win than non-American bettors.
No kidding. Wow. Wow. Well, Greg Keller, we appreciate the info. I was looking forward to having this conversation because anytime you have so much money and influence, obviously like celebrity, local celebrities involved in something, you just kind of want to get the whole story. And I guess we're about to find out whether this passes. I don't know if you're watching polling. Does it seem like this is going to pass?
I think it's going to be close. I like where we are. I think we have a chance to bring this thing across the line.
All right, Greg Keller, appreciate your time. This is the Annie Fry Show. Ryan Wiggins, Brad Range, filling in for Annie today. We are going to attempt a Friday tradition. I'm just not going to lead it. It's called the Bee or Not the Bee. One of our associate producers, Drew, you may have heard him walking around on the show a couple times. He's going to lead the Bee or Not the Bee next here on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.